definitely human.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Home, the dauntless entrepreneurial spirit of Fortuna's citizens shines unblemished. A vicious mutiny might have dulled the optimism of lesser passengers, but our indomitable vacationers have handled the unfortunate incident with aplomb. Aboard their cruise ship, the Philidor, their good cheer prevails, and now, with the final island of the voyage in sight, their valiant captain is determined to give them a well-earned and unforgettable climax. Evading, digging, Pax Fortuna! Part 5.
Morning, Tony.
Morning, sir. Beautiful morning, isn't it?
Same as yesterday, it is indeed.
Yes, another scorcher. Miss Abstinence will be putting that radish on again. do we have a plan of action for today, sir?
I don't think so. I think we're just going to see where the boat takes us.
Oh, of course. You were sleeping last night, weren't you, when we were doing a little bit of creeping around?
Did you find anything?
We can talk freely here. I think there's nobody listening.
There's people just walk past in the corridors.
Well, I believe the cook and the captain had a bit of an altercation.
That's a big word, Tony. Well done.
Yeah, I learned it in a dictionary, sir. used to run the dictionary game back in town.
Do we know what they were arguing about? Or
beats me, sir.
Something to tug my ear. Keep an eye on.
No, wait, sir. I think you got the signal a bit wrong. We do that when we're in danger and we need a bit of muscle, you know what I mean?
Tap my nose.
That's when you unleash the beast, yeah? No, not tapping the nose. I've got to wiggle the ear, but it's cool. I'll
get it, don't worry.
If you ever want to give me the controls for PM, then it's fine. I know when to do it.
Good morning.
Morning, Vicky. Morning, Victor.
So, Alfonso, last night, we overheard the cook and the captain having an argument about something.
Did you?
We don't know what they were arguing about yet, but he said to her, you should have thought of that before you came on board.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that bit, sir. Yeah, what he said.
Now, what could they be arguing about? Are they an item? You've been on the ship. Are they together? Are they in cahoots?
Have I noticed anything in the 4 days I was on the ship?
You haven't.
No, I'm not too sure about that, sir. Not my jurisdiction.
No.
I could do a bit of... I'm crewing it, so I could do a bit of sneaking around. That's a great idea. Yeah, where do you think I should be going while you guys are having your breakfast?
Should we see who's up on deck first?
Yeah, I'll play it by ear. Yeah.
Should we knock on the door and go, Abstinence? My lady, breakfast time.
I'm just finishing applying my sunscreen.
Radish paste.
Good morning, Sir Victor. And then I swing open the door. Oh, you're all up early.
Yeah, we'll fill you in on the plan on our way to breakfast.
Oh, there's a plan. Great. Okay, let's go.
Yeah, mum's the word, yeah?
Mother is the word.
Okay, you make it up to the top deck where more crackers and fruit are laid out and the island is before you. The captain is up there, seems in great spirits and is partaking of the crackers with abandon.
I would like to go and sit next to the captain. Good morning, Captain Wilsden. Wilsden?
Yes, Wilsden. You may call me Wilsden.
Well, Wilsden, I hope this isn't a...
Have a cracker.
Oh, thank you very much.
Great to see you this morning. A fine morning it is.
Mr. Wilsdon, you've been very kind to me so far, and you know, the fantastic lodgings you've given me and everything.
Well, you paid for it.
I did indeed, in a roundabout way, yes. I have some slight concerns. You must understand, last night I was here on the deck and saw what went down.
Yes.
I share a glance with Tony to the side.
Maybe I'll sneak off and go down and have a head towards the galley then.
Okay.
Be a bit stealthy about it, peek in the room before I just walk in.
The door doesn't have a window on it. None of the interior doors do. So you would have to open the door.
Can I put my ear and just have a listen to see if I can hear anybody moving around inside?
You can. Please make a perception check.
17.
You can hear the clatter of crockery and pans and a male and female voice, but you can't make out what they're saying.
Okay, I just stride in.
When you open the door, you see Leon is scrubbing dishes in what passes for a sink. They've got a kind of a bucket of water. And Ruby is also there just chatting with him.
Right.
I'd like to sort of continue the conversation and ask about what's to be encountered on this island.
Well, this is the island wherein is buried the treasure of Captain Spielmore. You may not have heard of him. He is a pirate of old that I had dealings with. But he's long gone now, and his treasure remains.
Fascinating. And we intend to find it today and uncover it?
Find it and uncover it. With the map, it should be fairly simple, but beware, there may be dangers on the island. And he waggles his fingers at you.
So have you been doing these cruises for a while?
Oh, a few years now. Mostly around carnival time, we come here and run a cruise.
Well, if it's happened a few times, I'm sure it's all perfectly above board and very safe.
Perfectly safe and above board, yes. Yes, you should have no reason to doubt it.
I do not doubt it at all, sir. Well, I shall leave you to your breakfast, but thank you very much for entertaining my questions.
Oh, thank you very much. He continues stuffing his face with crackers.
I grab a cracker and vacate the table.
Mm. It is very tasty.
I'm just drinking coffee, lots of coffee.
Okay. Yes, I mean, the cook, Ruby, has made a whole pot.
Okay, I go over to Ruby and I say, Miss Ruby, the abstinence customer, she wants to have another chat to you about the food. I'm sorry, I know she keeps talking about it.
That one.
Yeah, I'm not.
Always with her food.
She requested you by name, madam, so I think you better get up there.
What exactly did she want?
Oh, it's more stuff about the raw...
She can't want raw food for breakfast.
I mean... madness, isn't it?
There's fruit out there.
These people, you know, I'm not, I'm not saying anything, but you know.
She's one of the, you know how they are. These customers, yeah. Rich, spoilt.
But she sounded quite agitated, so I don't know if you wanted to, she specifically asked for you by name.
Well, she sighs and says, oh, fine. Leon, carry on. I'll be back momentarily.
I put my hands in my pockets and kind of look a bit nonchalant, start like whistling a bit and try and strike up a conversation, like just casually with Leon.
He says, hi, not been here long, have you?
No, it's day four. I'm a bit of a new guy, you know. How long have you been with the crew, Leon?
Oh, me? A few years now. This will be my my fourth cruise, I reckon.
Captain seems a bit of a fruit, if you know what I mean. He's a bit of a card.
The captain's great.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah. You're a big fan, are you? Big fan?
Of course.
Oh, yeah? Why is that? I mean, what's so great about him?
Well, he always gets us paid in the end.
Oh, yeah? Because he owes me 20 florins, he does, actually.
I'm sure if you stick around, you'll get your money.
He's a big fan of those turtles' eggs, isn't he? What's all that about?
Oh, yeah, the turtle eggs. He seems to think he has some dealer in Fortuna that's in the market for eggs for whatever reason. I don't really know about that stuff.
Yeah, you were you in the game yourself, the pirating and all that?
Oh no, I've never been a pirate.
Oh, it's all right, mate. You could tell me. I'm one of the crew, aren't I?
No, I'm just a normal dishwasher. Dishwasher in Fortuna since I was a boy.
Oh, yeah, sounds good. What about Ruby? She's a bit of a sweetheart of the captain, is she?
Ruby?
Yeah.
Sweetheart? No.
Oh, what? I thought there was an item.
Why do you think that?
Saw them having a bit of a Barney yesterday, didn't I?
Were they?
What do you think that's all about then?
Oh, I don't know if I should say, really.
So you can tell me. I'm one of the crew. I'm just a bit of gossip, innit? You know,
have you heard about the treasure yet?
Well, there's some on the island, isn't there?
Yeah. Are you going out today with them?
Oh, I might do. It depends what Mr. Alfonso... I'm looking after him, aren't I? Very important business, Mr. Boyo. So I just do what I'm told, you know?
Well, I won't spoil the experience for you.
Oh, come on. Help a man out.
No, everyone should get one.
One what would that be?
You just go... You look for the treasure.
What, these more turtle eggs, is it?
No. Gold.
Oh, gold?
Yeah.
Oh, that's how
he's
like
grinning
that.
At you right. quite widely.
Right.
Ruby comes out onto the top deck. Mr. Montfort.
Can I help you?
You requested me.
So I just kind of realise what's happened and I'm going to roll with it. Yes, I wanted to trouble you for some breakfast.
Are the fruits not to your liking? They are raw.
They are raw indeed.
Haven't cooked one of those oranges.
no, I have no complaints. I have no complaints about the fruit. I have a bit of a specialty item that I was wondering
of
if
course.
You could help me with. I procured some turtle's eggs.
The occasion?
Yes.
Turtle's
I
eggs?
I bought a few off a gentleman on the ship yesterday. Do they have any medicinal properties that you know of? Why would...
Medicinal,
do people sell them to eat?
No.
What are they used for?
To eat? Absolutely not. Why eat them when they're worth so much money? They are sometimes used, I understand, although I don't know too much about it, by wizards as spell
wizards,
components.
You say? Well, that's very insightful. Forget I said anything.
But the food's okay.
The food is okay. Just please make sure when I get back tonight from the voyage that there is something available for me. Because, you know, it's a bit of a dampener on the mood when, you know, I have to
of course.
Cause a scene. And
of course.
It's been embarrassing.
I'm so sorry about the last two evenings. We will see that the evening tonight is much more pleasant. The rest of you just eating breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sir Victor putting food into your armor. What with the water and everything, it's getting quite soggy.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah, no, I'm still putting more on top. Yeah.
Yeah.
Does the armor come apart?
Yes. I mean, I used to take it off. I didn't live in it full time.
Yeah, maybe if we clean you out a bit, I don't know, it might. I don't know if that's a rude thing to suggest or not, but I don't know.
Yes, why not?
Make it a bit quieter.
Breakfast is finished. The captain seems eager to get going. He says, rowboats, everybody.
Get in a rowboat.
Yeah.
I think this time I want to ride with the other two as well. Since stuff went down yesterday, I'd rather not share the same rowboat as the captain.
Yeah, that seems like a wise idea, Mr. Alfonso.
Okay, well, you guys can all get into the second rowboat that Leon is rowing before anyone else gets there if you want.
Yeah.
We've got PM.
Yeah,
PM's
and he's coming as well. Okay.
Yeah. Alfonso, can you cast spells?
I do have some magical ability.
I just had a very interesting conversation with Ruby upstairs about these eggs yesterday from the beach. See, I bought a few off of off of Tony here. He got some from the beach that he sold.
No, I didn't find them on the beach as such. It was... the captain, he gave me a couple, he thought he's being kind. When we got back to the boat, he was like, there you go, lad. And I felt, well, I just had to take him, you know. It was like, it was a bit weird, to be honest. I was, I don't know what he was after. But yeah, I...
He very kindly sold them to me.
Yeah, well... well, you got to make my cut, haven't I? I hope I didn't cause any... I don't know what, yeah. No, oh, look at the view, yeah.
Ruby told me that they were for casting spells. And I mean, I can't cast any spells. I don't know anything about this kind of thing. But yeah, I just wondered if you'd ever heard such a thing.
Can I make a check?
Yeah, roll an arcana check.
That is a 4.
Yeah, you have no idea.
Well, I suppose I'm not technically, I consider myself more of a physician for the deceased, I suppose. Mm. But, you know, maybe
not
it's
quite wizard status.
Not the kind of magic I would cast, unfortunately. Tony, can you do me a favour for Sir Victor, please?
Oh, yeah, anything, sir, anything, yeah. What can I do?
If you'd like to help him remove his boot.
All right, yeah.
Like a bit of a squire, perhaps. Think of yourself
yes,
as...
Yes, I used to have a squire back in the day. He was about your age, and he wouldn't help me unscrew my boots back then.
I can get it off. You having trouble yourself, are you?
I'm not terribly flexible when I'm wearing it. I can't really
right,
bend
yeah,
down.
Metal armor, yeah, it's
yeah,
not so good,
so.
Is it? Yeah,
also,
yeah.
A lot of horrible food is going to pour out when you do, so I'd rather not be the one to deal with that.
No, that's fine. I've been worse places, to be honest.
The metal plates and the gauntlets and the boots will be kind of hooked onto a kind of leather structure underneath, so you can just unhook the boots from the leather and pull it off.
Sounds great. That's what I'll do.
Okay. There's an outpouring of mulch and fruit and crackers and meat. Just pours out into the bottom of a rowboat.
Oh, blimey. We didn't really think this one through, did we? What are we... what's up? This is getting weird, guy. You saving it for later, were you?
Leon is facing the opposite way because he's rowing, but he turns round smelling what's going on behind him. He's like, what? What on earth is that?
Yeah, mind your own business, Leon. Whatever, mate.
Yes, mind your own business, Leon.
Of course. I'm so sorry. Do continue.
So put the shoe back on, do the other one, and that should clean it up for now. I'll try not to put quite so much stuff in there.
There's another one. Yeah, another cascade of food mulch cutlery.
I think I had like a little locking that I want to keep hold of. Tony, would you grab it for me if you see it and pass it back out there? I'd like to keep hold of that one. But everything else can go.
Yeah, I plunge my hands into the filth on the boat and rummage around.
So you're shuffling through all the meat, which is beginning to go off, and eventually you do find a locket.
I lift it up triumphantly and give it to Sir Victor.
Thank you, Tony. And I wait until the boot's back on, and then I just drop it back down inside the helmet. And let it...
Well, you arrive at the island and disembark. On the other boat, the captain has made it onto the beach, and he's pulled out a map, which he's unfolding and showing to the other guests. It seems to show the island, and the treasure is marked with an X next to a particular conjunction of trees. Leon has got a couple of spades with him as well. And the captain says, well, there we are.
Can we take a spade?
If you would like to dig, I would encourage it.
Okay, I grab a spade. That sounds like fun. Are we all going together?
Capital idea. I think that's we can go as a big group, can't we? No.
I just start to march off.
Seems like Mr. Montfort's gone already. May as well follow her.
I'm marching into the trees. I don't want to hang around on the hot beach.
Yeah, can I grab a spade and give it to PM17?
You absolutely can, yes. The captain is marching off after... abstinence, the map fluttering in his hands. When he gets into the trees, past the forest line, he says, now beware, this island hasn't been fully charted, even though we have the map and the treasure clearly marked. Anything could happen in here.
How many times have you visited this island, Captain?
I have not visited at all. I have this map from Captain Spielmore himself.
I'd like to stick very close behind the captain, just in case.
Is there a path to follow, or are we just walking through the trees,
it's, bushes? There are no paths here. The trees are not that densely packed. You can just walk through it.
I'm using the spade to sort of smack the bushes either side.
You're out in front, and most of the other guests are at the back of the group. After about 15 minutes, you estimate you're maybe a quarter of the way there. Could you each roll a perception check for me, please?
9.
8.
4.
20.
Alfonso, you think you can hear rustling somewhere forward and to your left, like past abstinence, 30 feet away.
PM17, can you go and check out ahead? And I want to point exactly where I want him to go.
He marches ahead of a group, stands at the spot where you indicated, and he's just unresponsive there. As you go forward some more, you hear some kind of commotion in the undergrowth. And then you hear the whistle of an arrow, which goes past you, all of you, and goes thunk into a tree just behind young Manny's head.
I draw my sword.
Captain, what's going on?
The captain says, danger! The inhabitants of this island may be trying to protect the treasure.
Inhabitants? I didn't know people lived here.
What do you mean, inhabitants?
Anything could happen on this island. As I said, it seems we are under attack. He draws his sword and says, let's run before they catch us.
I sort of run behind a tree. I've got my spade up. And then I want to peer around. Can I see anything in the distance, these inhabitants?
You can. The other guests run past you yelping, following the captain running in the direction that the treasure is in. If you want to peer into the undergrowth, could you please roll a perception check?
7.
Okay, you look to where the attack was coming from, but you can't quite see anything.
So I guess if I look behind me and see Sir Victor, you got your sword out, right?
Yeah.
Okay, can I run following close behind the captain as I can?
Okay.
I'm just going to keep hiding behind trees and like sort of running forward.
I'm going to go with PM to follow these guys.
In the direction of the attacker?
Yeah, I'm heading towards.
You're heading towards?
Where the arrow came from.
As you're running towards that space, you kind of see someone trying to run away. A male figure with an arrow. He's dressed in sailor's clothes, it looks like.
Stop, halt.
He does not halt. He continues running.
Follow him.
Run to everything I can.
Yeah, I mean, that's weird. A sailor with a bow and arrow. Let's follow him.
Please make a dexterity check.
4.
16.
11.
Okay, he is very fast, and he seems to know these woods quite well. You assume he knows exactly where to step, whereas the rest of you are trying to watch your feet as you go, and you are just not able to keep up. he disappears into the undergrowth. You can still hear the yelps of the guests in front.
Shall we go and try to catch back up with the rest of the party then?
Probably should. We're not going to.
Yeah, we lost him, guys. Yeah.
The rest of the group aren't running that fast, really. They're kind of held up by the young boy that they're dragging with them. And the captain seems jubilant with adventure. And as you catch up to them, they have slowed down to a trot now. And the young couple are laughing about what's happening.
Clearly they don't feel that much in danger.
Yeah, it's all done.
Well, the kid Manny is still very frightened about this.
This kid's not on a good holiday, really. What's the what's the dad thinking?
Chin up, lad. It's all right. Just a couple arrows. Nothing to worry about.
Captain, you paid that man, didn't you, to give us a little fright? I think that's all part of the
what
the cruise fun. I know we were really in danger.
I don't know what makes you think that.
Well, we chased after him, and he was wearing sailor's clothes.
Well, he probably sailed here from somewhere, maybe. A long time ago, maybe he was marooned here.
Okay, and then I give him a wink.
He kind of doesn't know where to look. And then he turns back and says, well, the rest of you, let's keep going. We're sure to find the treasure soon.
How much further is it, Captain?
Well, he takes a peer at the map theatrically and says, it's just 10 minutes through this woods, we will come to the clearing.
Fantastic. Didn't realize it was so close. Let's keep on to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Full speed ahead.
Okay, well, the trees open out onto very pleasant clearing. It seems to have... what flowers would grow there? No flowers in it. So you come onto the clearing and you can see there is three trees in a kind of mini triangle just off from the edge of the forest line on the other side. And Captain Crane points to it and says, There is the treasure. And he kind of ushers you along, Abstinence. You have a spade, right?
Yes. Where's to start digging, Captain?
Well, you come to the middle of those trees.
Oh, okay, right. So just like literally here.
Yeah.
And all right,
there it is.
Start to dig. Do I need to roll to see how good at digging I
will.
Am?
Will. And PM17.
I'd like to send him to go help Abstinence as well.
Each roll a strength check.
What, that's the 20.
12.
18.
So you start digging. It doesn't seem too difficult. The ground is not packed very hard. And after maybe 10 minutes of lifting away the earth, your spade hits something hard. And the captain cries out, saying, we've done it. Well done. Clearing off the top of the soil, you can see quite a large chest there. And he and the other guests start hauling up the chest. It's fairly large. It's a large.
What, we attach
oak
ropes to it or something? Or poke it out?
No. It has brass handles on either side. And so a couple of people can grasp each of them.
Okay, it's
fairly
not too
large.
Deep,
and just, nope, and just haul it up.
Before we see what's inside, do we know how we're splitting the booty?
Yes, Captain, are we splitting the booty?
Equal shares all round.
Oh, there'll be a fee for my manual labour.
Can I have a look around the clearing and see if there's anything going on at the edge of the trees, like any people sneaking up on us or anything?
You can. Please make a perception check.
19.
You do notice, on the other side of a clearing, again, some kind of rustling in the trees that isn't the wind.
I, like, nudge Alfonso and just... Give him the nod towards where it is.
I'll look in Victor's direction and start twiddling my ear, and then send PM towards this rustling again.
And I guess I come over and sort of loiter with you. It's like, what's PM up to?
Has PM reached the?
He's reached the other side of the clearing. He is just standing there, looking out into the forest.
Is there any rustling sort of continuing in that general direction?
Please draw a perception check.
16.
You can notice rustling coming closer in the trees. It does appear to be quite high up, though.
High up?
Yeah.
Ah. I think maybe we're safer inside the middle of the clearing. How far away is this now, sorry? How far away is the end?
So this would be maybe 60 feet away from you.
Hmm.
The captain stands over the chest with other guests gathered round. He flips the lid open, and inside appears to be a mound of gold coins.
Ooh. Wow.
Ooh. He says yes. Ooh.
God, looks like at least a monkey there, doesn't it? Yeah.
At least a, sorry?
It's, what, 500, isn't it? Monkey. No, oh, no, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter, sir. You know, you're not a city boy, are you? No.
Cool. He takes out one of the gold coins and flips it in the air and makes a nice ping sound. And the other guests go and rifle through it. Manny has got a handful of gold coins that he's peering at now. And so have the young couple.
So I'd like to put my hand on Tony's shoulder and say, if you ask me, the real treasure was the friends we made along the way.
You can say that again, Governor.
Yeah. Our vacationers are at the end of their cruise, having made new friends, proved their bravery, and enjoyed an array of wholesome entertainment. The holiday has no doubt been worth every penny, and they will go back to their lives refreshed and uplifted. But before they do, there will be one more opportunity for them to demonstrate their courage, and Captain Crane will join them, tested by the fortifying gauntlet of Fortuna's distant islands. You've been listening to Hot Air and Point of Sail, written by Maximilian John and produced and edited by David Knight, Tom Dalling, and Maximilian John, with music by Jonathan Day. Starring Charlie May as Abstinence de Montfort, Harry May as Alfonso Boyo, Elizabeth Smith as Sir Victor Bartolomei, and Tom Dalling as Tony the Shrimp. I am Maximilian John, Game Master. You can follow us on Twitter at Visit Fortuna. If you are enjoying the show, you can listen to the whole 26-episode series right now, available on our Patreon to $5 subscribers. That's patreon.com/definitelyhuman. Pax Fortuna is a Definitely Human production.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.